Good morning, Albuquerque. It's the Go Local Boom Radio Show here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind these businesses and organizations in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business. More customers. Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guest this morning is Susan Aguayo with Casey's Cause. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thank you.
So, tell all of our listeners what Casey's Cause is all about.
Well, Casey's Cause was born a little bit about almost 2 years ago. I opened up the nonprofit organization because I had a daughter that was suffering from perinatal depression. So Casey's Cause is a nonprofit that brings the awareness to what perinatal depression is. And perinatal is actually postpartum depression during pregnancy. Many people don't know about it, although there's 20% that have been documented, which is a large number for 20% of women to suffer a perinatal depression. What the signs are is very similar to what postpartum is, and very common that you hear, you know, a doctor or family say, oh, she's emotional, you know, she's crying a lot, or she's very irritable. And that's what she was, my daughter. You know, she was a young woman that was going to school at Pittsburgh University. Her boyfriend, then fiance, then husband was going to UNM here. She chose then to come back after they got engaged to be able to get married and have him finish school. So then she would be able to finish school afterwards, but got pregnant a little sooner than expected. And even though it was a happy and exciting moment for her, always wanted to be a mom, it came with morning sicknesses and emotional imbalance that she has never obviously experienced. And she's heard my stories of having these wonderful pregnancies, that her sisters who also had children, wonderful pregnancies, and the media that shows you should always be happy and glowy and flawless. But she wasn't experienced that. So it was hard for her to reach out to us.
Right. And so 2 years ago, you started the organization as a way to help other women that were experiencing similar symptoms and lack of support, I imagine.
Oh, most definitely. You know, unfortunately, when you're told, well, this is normal, you know, shake it off, you know, you'll be okay. Eventually eat crackers and then you'll be able to stop vomiting. It doesn't always work that way. Mm-hmm. And in her case, it didn't. In her case, she unfortunately started getting anxiety. And we weren't aware of this, unfortunately, until it was too late. You know, her anxiety, her panic attacks, her even questioning if she'll be a good mom because she wasn't enjoying her pregnancy. She, at the time, finding out that she was pregnant, the week before, she had just lost her puppy. Mm-hmm. You know, he passed away in her husband's hands. And so she went into this pregnancy, you know, very, very sad. It was during the holidays, you know, and she was promoted to management position, working a lot of hours. She was the only one working because her husband was still finishing up school. So a lot, you know, piled up where I would have said in the past she would have been able to handle, you know, back in Pittsburgh, she was working full time, going to school full time. She would have been able to handle it. But I realized that there's so many women out there who don't know about this. It would just be my duty to be able to help other families not have to go through the tragedy that she wound up actually, unfortunately, taking her life.
Hmm.
She was barely just almost 4 months pregnant. It had to have been such a desperate moment because we had just spoken the night before. Her friends have spoken to her, made plans for the following week. Some of them already were married with children, making plans for the children. It came hard. It came really hard to not just the family, but the community who knew her. And so we decided, you know what, we need to do something about this. And I was lucky, the reason why we were able to even get the information that we weren't aware of before. Her husband gave me the phone. And on her phone, one of my daughters, you know, said, let's search her Google, you know, what has she been looking at? And we noticed she was looking for answers. Can you be depressed if you're pregnant? does anxiety, you know, exist? You know, does it, is there a panic attack if I'm crying and I can't breathe? Why am I crying all the time? Should I call a doctor? And she did the night before go to the emergency room asking for help. And she was told, it's normal what you're feeling, go home. You'll be fine.
That's just so heartbreaking, because you're absolutely right. I think there's this perception that pregnancy is just this natural thing and you're going to be happy about it. And if you have any kind of non-happy experiences, oh, it's normal, you'll get over it. And the sad truth is, in a case like this, so tragic, where a young person in the prime of their life, it's not normal. And reaching out for help doesn't get the help. And so what a blessing that her life then has now become. And it's heartbreaking, as I mentioned, that it had to come to this. But now there's an organization like Casey's Cause that allows you all to reach out and to provide the information. So if there's somebody else out there, and I'm sure there are, that are searching for information, your website, your phone number is going to pop up and can direct them to the appropriate people and to say, hey, pay attention to this person.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when you say we actually originally opened it up, you know, with me and one of my daughters as almost like a blog to be able to say, hey, this is what happened to her, you know, explaining. Because many people, you know, especially my first month, we were all in shock, you know, and no one knew. Some thought, you know, she lost the baby. Some thought she got hit by a car. All the different, you know, ideas. People had no idea. And so we opened it up just saying, this is what happened. This is who she was. Not wanting her to have gone in vain. But then I realized people were reaching out on our email.
Mm.
So then, you know, we said, we got to do more than just have this, like, blog. And we did it on a website. And then that website started asking more questions and more information. So I did reach out to the doctors. What is this? And when we realized that 20%, you know, actually suffer from this, we decided to make the nonprofit organization. We have testimonies on our website, people who have reached out to us to say, I went through this, or, oh, now I know what I'm going through, or I know someone. But those testimonies, my reason for it, so people could relate that you're not going crazy.
Right.
That this can happen. Just like women that get diabetes, you know. I have one of my daughters gets diabetes every time she gets pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, her husband always prepares, her doctor prepares, it can happen. But we're not told about perinatal. We're told about postpartum.
Right.
But not perinatal.
Right. Well, if you're just tuning in, listeners, I'm speaking with Susan Aguayo. She is the founder of Casey's Cause. It's a nonprofit that provides support and information and awareness on perinatal depression. And so why don't you give us your contact information in terms of phone number, website, so that our listeners have that.
Yeah, it's www.caseyscause.org. We're actually launching off .org this month. And Casey's Cause is both with K's. You know, I tell people, it's not that I can't spell the word cause. It's just her nickname was KK. So we decided to do Casey's Cause with a K. And so that's www.caseyscause.com. We have Facebook also. You can find us on the Casey's Cause, and also on Instagram. And our number is 505-603-2988 that you can find us and reach out to us. Our email is caseycause@yahoo.com. We also, besides, you know, being able to get all that information and get resources on our website, we've been able to do a documentary. So I went and produced and directed a documentary called Casey's Hope. Reason for hope, because in a dream, you know, in many signs, you know, she would have named her baby Hope. And in Spanish, Esperanza is actually one of my favorite aunts, and she knew that. And she knew that it was the only way she would have been able to actually have connected and know what the baby's name would have been. And so our documentary was Casey's Hope, My Life for Yours. And we were able to have UNM and Loveless on board to share and explain what perinatal depression is. And also we had a panel of women experience, you know, perinatal, express what they went through. And I also was able to get from different backgrounds. So people can see, it doesn't mean you're Hispanic, Caucasian, African-American. Doesn't matter if you're a 31-year-old having your first child or a 16-year-old in high school. Anyone can experience perinatal depression. You know, you're not immune to not having this type of illness. And we also use some local actors to reenact some of the signs. And now we look back, you know, the signs were there. And with the cooperation of my son-in-law, we were able to also get some of the little links to make it all happen. And, and it was incredible. We screened in December at the Hispanic Cultural Center.
And so that's going to be, you're going to be offering another screening coming up, right? So when is that going to be? Do you have a date yet?
We're looking in May. We're looking in May because right now we're doing a lot of private screenings for Loveless, for schools, for other hospitals. It's getting out there.
Well, I'd love to have you back right before it premieres again so that we can have more people. Because again, the awareness is so key for preventing a tragedy like what you all experienced, and just getting the word out about perinatal depression, because you're right, not many people know about it. And then women's issues, I think, in general, get swept under the rug that, oh, it's not that big of a deal, suck it up, and that sort of thing. So definitely we'll have you back, and you can tell us more about it and make sure that people are able to support it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
So once again, Susan Aguayo with Casey's Cause. They can be contacted at 505-603-2988. And their website is Casey's Cause. And I will spell that for you. It's KASSYSKAUSE.org as well as .com, correct? So .com and .org. And if you know somebody who's dealing with perinatal depression or is just pregnant, so that they are aware that the symptoms are there and they don't just sweep them under the rug and think that it's normal, because it's not. Everybody has a different experience, and it's best to have the information even if you don't necessarily need it. So thank you again for being on the show, Susan.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. This is Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Good to be alive right about now. Good morning, Albuquerque. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. We do this by providing customized on-site classes, conference keynote presentations, and breakout sessions, and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at chispasperformancesolutions.com. My next guest this morning is Don Bremer with Things on the Wall. Welcome to the show, Don.
Good morning, Krista. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here. So tell our listeners what Things on the Wall is all about.
I relocated to Albuquerque 6 years ago from New Zealand, where everything is green and things grow prolifically. And after some very frustrating gardening experiences here in Albuquerque, I decided to transfer my acrylic painting skills onto the wall. And so I started painting sunflowers, and people said, hey, that's good. By the way, my wife likes purple flowers, and things developed from there.
I love that. And that's one of the things that they say to consider when you're thinking about starting a business or going into business for yourself, is to find what the need is. And it sounds like they came to you. People came to you and said, I like what you have. Can you do this?
Well, as you drive around Albuquerque and Rio Rancho and different parts of this area, you see miles and miles of empty, boring, blank cinder block and stucco walls. And I found that many people have looked at that wall for a long time. They may have something special they would like to see there, a flower or a scene or a landscape, but they don't know anybody who could paint it or do anything, and so it just sits there blank.
Right. Well, and when I met you this past summer, I believe it was, at a networking event, it didn't occur to me when I saw your postcards of your beautiful work. It was obvious. But prior to that, I wouldn't have thought about having something painted on the wall to have that scenery without the maintenance.
There are two types of people, I guess, but there are people who are incredibly busy and come home from work at the end of the day, and they just want to sit down and grab a cold drink or a hot drink and just relax at the end of the day. So when they see something on the wall, and it is a color that attracts us, that's always important for people, and something that I ask first, what are your favorite colors? And they can just, it's just relaxing. And my mission in this early on is to bring joy to people. And I have seen that on their face when they sit down and look at the finished product. And there are other people who are at home all day, and the wall has just been blank out there. So this injection of color, of vibrancy, of flowers maybe that are there and bright and full bloom year round, regardless of the weather, just gives them an emotional lift. And they look out the window and think, on a day like this when it's cold, I think those sunflowers are still smiling at me.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And so while this is radio, Don did bring a sampling of what he has done, and they are gorgeous. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not so much into flowers, that wouldn't really be my thing, stop that thought right there, because he does landscapes, you know, mountains and animals. He has this one depicting coyotes and a buffalo and the mountains in the background. So if you can just visualize whatever you can visualize, I imagine Don can bring it to life for you.
Sure. I'll say, do you have a photograph? Do you have a picture or something that I can recreate on the wall? I've got two houses along from us, where I live on Lomas and Tramway. And he saw a photograph of another painting that I'd done. He said, I want that beach. So he now has a 42-foot beach along his back wall with palm trees, and there's a big turtle there and all sorts of stuff. He said, I look at it every day and I just feel like back in my old beach days. No sand in my sandwiches. I'm good with all that.
Absolutely. And no crashing waves, although the waves would probably be nice. But, you know, you can get the best of both worlds, being in the mountains, you know, at the foothills, and then you have that beach scene on the back wall.
I said, you can sit there and play with your hose if you need some water in there. But one of the definite advantages of this is that there is nothing involved from the owner's point of view. So I come out, I like to come and visit people, look at the size of the wall, the condition of the wall, hear from them what their ideas are, and put all that together in my head, and then offer creative input as necessary. And then I provide a proposal which has no obligation to it, and this is what I can do and when I can do it and the cost of that. So
give our listeners your contact information, because I imagine there's somebody out there listening right now thinking, oh, finally I can do something with this back wall. So how do people get in contact with you?
I have a website. It's called thingsonthewall.com. And my email is don@thingsonthewall.com. My phone number is 505-720-9019. There's one really important thing I want you to know. When there's a mural on their wall, there's no water, no weeds, no waste, no work, and this is really important, the dog will never destroy anything.
Those are great points. And that's, I think, what, you know, things that people think about when they're deciding to landscape or do things in their backyard, especially because there's money involved. And so doing something that's going to allow them to have the beauty, something that they can look at without the maintenance, without the damage, for example, of their dog or their cat or whatever other elements might exist, is something that people can have peace of mind with, knowing that, okay, if they do something like this, they're not going to have to deal with all those other things.
No, that's absolutely right. And one of my critical things that I focus on is that whatever I do complements other features in their backyard. So they have a tree there that's alive and well and looking good. That's fine. I can work in something with that alongside it so that it doesn't stand out or, you know, it looks good.
Excellent. Well, if you're just tuning in, listeners, I'm speaking with Don Bremmer. He is with Things on the Wall. That's his business. And he creates, excuse me, beauty on your wall, whether it's flowers or landscapes or animals. And no weeding, no watering, no anything on your part is involved other than coming up with the design and working with him. So speaking of that, you mentioned that you come in and you will do a consultation of sorts with people.
Sure.
So walk us through that. What would that look like? So say someone contacts you, what are the next steps?
I want to get to know them first. I want to get on ear scratching terms if they have a dog. It's me scratching his, not him scratching mine, because he owns the backyard or she owns the backyard. But I want to sit in their chair and look at their view. Whether it's inside looking out or outside in the backyard, and just seeing what they see, and then listen to them and get their ideas of what they would like to see there. And then I can think through that and make some suggestions that they may not have thought of, may add something that is complementary to what they'd thought of. And one of the things I like to find is their favorite colors. And frequently it is the color that drives this. If it's flowers, and it doesn't have to be a specific flower, because we respond to different colors. Yellow is an inviting, it's a happy color. Red is a bit more aggressive in different ways, so you don't want so much of that. blues and purples and different shades of that are calming, and so a combination of those can be the right thing. And then I will prepare a proposal. Usually I have that with me, and I can say, this is what I can do, this is when I can do it, is that convenient, and here is what the cost is. And it's up to them to make that decision, and I get a deposit on that basis if it's all go, and then we move ahead from there.
And so the consultation piece, how long does that take typically?
Depends whether they give me coffee or not.
Right.
No, but it doesn't take long. I go out for 20 minutes, half an hour, and just sit down and talk to them about what's the importance? How much time do you spend out in the yard here? Is it a seasonal thing? What are the things that will make this, as I said, bring joy to you, something that I could do on the wall?
Right. And then a typical, I don't know if there is such a thing as a typical project, but what's the turnaround time that someone could expect if they decided, okay, we want to have one of the flower scenes, for example, that you have in your portfolio? What would be the turnaround time from start to finish?
Depending on the size of the wall, I could do that in maybe 2 days. When the temperatures get warmer, I'll get out there and work early in the morning. And so another thing that's important, often we have just blank cinder block, grey cinder block walls. So I'm going to put two coats of sealant on those. I use Bayer concrete stucco paint to seal the wall properly, just to prepare it for painting. I then can paint on it. And it's not like the sealing coat, you're spreading the paint out. But when I'm painting it, there's a lot of dab, dab, dab from different flowers and different components. And so there can be 3, 4, 5 levels of paint on the wall when the product is finished. I use paints that are formulated to resist dirt and fading. And so I have murals that have been there for three, four years, and they look as bright as they were on day one. So I do not put a sealant over the top of them because it is concrete and it still breathes a little bit. And doing that is like putting varnish on wood. Over time, it can yellow and peel off, and it loses its attractiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that it protects the wall.
Okay. And that's great information to know, because I think if people are considering this, they would want to think, well, do I have to put my life on hold? How can I do this? But if it's over a couple of days, and I'm sure you work around people's schedules, make it convenient for them, and then they have this beautiful piece of work of art in their backyard or their sidewall, et cetera.
And one of the things is important to me is that I think meaningful relationships, business or personal, come from a position of trust. And so people found that they can trust me in the backyard, whether they're there or not, they're away during the day, and that's fine, which again is all the more important for me to meet the dog, if there is one there.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure the cats don't mind much, but dogs, it's definitely one of those
things. We need to get on good terms.
For sure, for sure. And I'm sure you keep a certain amount of treats available if that's approved by the owners. All right. So tell us what your favorite project has been since you've been in New Mexico. Do you have a favorite, or are they all your favorites? I'll let you take that.
I say to people, once you've agreed that this is going to happen and I know exactly what you want, I own that wall. Okay. So I'll give you the wall back when I'm satisfied that I'd be okay if this was my wall. And there's been a couple of times when I've gone back a day or two later and thinking, there's just something that I need to tweak. It's just not quite right. And people are okay with that. I have two people on different side of the city who have beaches on their wall. So at 5,500 feet, in one case alongside the swimming pool, there's a full beach there and the sun is shining every day. That's great. So I don't have a favorite. My favorite thing is to understand what is going to bring joy to people. It's not my idea, it's what is going to work for them. First thing in the morning, last thing at night, on a good day, when the weather's not so good, whatever. It's when you get up and look out and you just get that sense of, that is great.
Right. That's excellent. So you did have a couple of pieces or photographs in your portfolio that I want to mention, just because people might not be thinking about outdoors, but be thinking about indoors. You also do indoor work, correct?
That's correct, yes. I had one gentleman who wanted just something. He bought this new gas stove. It was expensive. He just wanted something, and in this case, it was a floral arrangement behind his gas stove. I've had others who wanted something over the bed, just in their bedroom. It was romantic. It was just a vine with beautiful flowers on it, and it was atmosphere and whatever it is. So I'm open to inside as well.
Excellent. Well, I've been speaking with Don Bremmer with Things on the Wall, and he can be contacted at 505-720-9019, or his website is thingsonthewall.com. His email, don@thingsonthewall.com. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning, Don.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your time, Krista.
All right. You're welcome. So we'll be right back with our next guest. Stay tuned. This is Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back, Albuquerque. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. This segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. Want to spend less time on social media and more time doing what you do best? Social Bee is your social media game changer. They optimize profiles, help develop consistent branding, and enhance the connection between you and your clients. Contact Social Bee for all things social media. Our final guest this morning is Zane Church with Albuquerque Modern Martial Arts. Welcome to the show, Zane.
Thank you.
I'm calling you Jane and Zane at the same time.
No problem.
So tell us what you do and what your specialty is at Albuquerque Modern Martial Arts.
We teach Krav Maga, Jiu-Jitsu, and Filipino martial arts. Krav Maga is what's taught to the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. Our focus really is kind of encapsulated by our name. We work with modern martial arts to bring self-defense to the people that need it. We live here in the second most violent state in the U.S., and having real skills at transition to the street is very important for our population base.
So tell us what your range of students are that you work with in terms of age.
Certainly. We offer children's classes where we teach Sanuka through Jiu-Jitsu, and they start as young as 5, and that goes up to about age 12. We have adult classes in Jiu-Jitsu, Filipino martial arts, and Krav Maga. We don't teach children Krav Maga because it's pretty intense, and it deals with a lot of techniques that are very damaging to your opponent. And so we don't want to teach that to the children. We want to teach that to adults who have their own liability.
Right. That's a good point. And so for people that aren't familiar with any martial arts, why don't you give us a little bit of an instruction lesson on the different classes that you teach? Like you mentioned, the Krav Maga is what the Israeli Defense Force uses. But what are the other modalities, if you will, or genres of what you do?
So Jiu-Jitsu, we focus a lot on ground survival, how to interact with a person if they tackle you to the ground. So we're learning joint locks. Stand-up-wise, we learn a lot in the way of wrist locks and strikes and throws. When we mention Jiu-Jitsu, most people probably think about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is exclusively on the ground. We do Sanuka's Ryu Jiu-Jitsu, which is an American style developed by Moses Powell on the East Coast. And it deals more with all fighting ranges. It does tend to focus more on circular motion than linear. And so you're looking at a lot of wrist locks, a lot of throws, a lot of takedowns, how to get up off the ground. Knowing how to grapple is important in order to avoid it. In the real world, you'd like to spend as little amount of time as possible rolling around on the ground. Tactically, it's an error to be down there.
Right.
Filipino martial arts, we spend tons of time learning how to use weapons. So you learn a lot with knives and sticks. How to utilize them and how to defend from them, their usage. In particular, in New Mexico, we have a lot of knife attacks. And so it becomes very, very valid for our state. Knife usage is wonderful, extraordinarily effective in close quarters combat. Filipino martial arts are still used today. Paquita Terza is a style that's taught to the Filipino Marines. So to this day, there are Marines that are fighting terrorists and pirates on boats with machetes.
Oh, wow.
How cool is that?
I don't know if cool is the word I would use, but I'm glad that you're preparing people to be prepared for those situations. And so it is cool, actually, the fact that you have this breadth of knowledge to be able to share with your students. And I was talking with you before we came in the studio about the fact that you have group classes as well as private classes. So tell our listeners about what that looks like.
Certainly. We actually, in our group classes, we do some things that are very unique in the martial arts community. We take a lot of this from the military. And some of these concepts that have been used in the military to prepare people for combat have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. But it hasn't made its way to the martial arts community for some unknown reason.
Mm-hmm.
So in our group classes, we really look at five things to help speed the knowledge we have in the class to get it to the street. And those include like stress inoculation. So you get used to having your body respond under stress. Back in the Vietnam War, we had a problem with our troops where a significant number of them weren't even firing at the enemy. They weren't used to operating under stress, and because of that, they weren't able to. So we do about a half an hour of combat-oriented exercise at the beginning of every class. Get your heart rate up before we teach you the techniques, so your body's used to reacting to stress.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fire live rounds around you in order to get your stress up, but we can make you throw punches and kicks and blocks. And that's really where we focus on that portion. We also do a chaos preparation. The real world is not static.
Right.
You don't get to line up in nice, neat lines and ki together and throw your punches mm-hmm. to defend yourself. That will work down the road, but it's going to take a long time of doing that before you can do that on the street. So we have the radio going, we have people talking, we have different things happening at every station around you. It's chaotic on purpose. The real world's chaotic. Practice in chaos and you can perform in chaos. We do false finishes. So if you are trained to do a 1 minute drill, your body will respond for a minute. Now, if I train you and that 1 minute drill is a minute 15, minute 20, who knows how long? Your body's used to operating for as long as necessary. So we work that as well. We do combination drills. We teach your body how to strike in different zones. We want to make this a pattern that you have. In the real world, patterns are king. If you are used to throwing a roundhouse kick and then a jab cross and an elbow, and you're a fighter at a tournament, you're going to get knocked on your butt. Because everybody will know that, they'll studied it, they'll have practiced it. If you do that on the street, it's going to be fast and powerful. Nobody knows what's going to happen, and you're going to put them on their butt. And so we really try to work the different concepts. We also do a nonlinear teaching method.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to show up day one and learn white belt material. From the moment you walk into our dojo, you will learn stuff that ranges from white belt to fourth degree black.
Oh, wow.
How quickly you learn that is on you, but I'm going to teach it right away. I have no idea if or when anyone's going to put a gun to your head, but as a self-defense instructor, if I don't show you what to do and that happens, that's my fault.
Right.
If you didn't learn it, that's your fault. And I'm much more comfortable with that being your fault than mine because I take self-defense very, very seriously.
Well, if you're just tuning in, listeners, I'm speaking with Zane Church. He is the co-owner of Albuquerque Modern Martial Arts. So continue with what you're saying. I love the approach and the fact that you're thinking about the practicality of what you're teaching. I mean, I do that in my business. I teach people how to communicate more effectively. And so creating scenarios that might not be what one would expect or what is rehearsed is ideal because you're never going to know what a person might say, for example. And in your case, you're preparing people to expect the unexpected, it sounds like.
Definitely. The more variety of positions we can put you in, the more difficult the training scenarios we can give for you, the more likely you'll respond properly in the real world. When we do our private classes, those we generally focus in on something a client has a significant concern about. They're concerned about a specific area and want to focus on that. So if I have one of my students and they're like, you know what, I feel really weak on my ground survival. Can we have, a few hours of private classes where you specifically focus on that with me? Certainly, and we do. I'm not a huge fan of private classes for an extended period of time. I think it slows down your learning process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I make more money doing that, no doubt, so I won't sell you no, but I would explain why we want to limit them as much as possible and get you into a group class. We've worked with people that are having anxiety because they've been assaulted, and that one-on-one or one other student maybe with them at a time is where they need to start. Wonderful. Love to do that. But when you're ready, let's get you into the group so that your learning process can accelerate.
Right. So give people your contact information.
Certainly. Our website is abqmma.com. Our phone number is area code 505-450-3714. All right. And you can also find us on Facebook at Albuquerque Modern Martial Arts.
All right. Excellent. And so you start with kids as young as five all the way up to the adult that
we have,
not quitting, right?
there is not a time when we quit. We have students that range from five-year-olds up to 72-year-olds. In fact, my mom is a black belt in Krav Maga.
Nice.
And so we have a huge range. Obviously, with the children, we focus in on less lethal techniques than we do with the adults. And we teach them jiu-jitsu. We don't teach them the Filipino martial arts, because obviously you don't want to teach a six-year-old how to slice somebody up with a knife.
Right.
But we do teach adults that.
Okay. Now, one thing, I used to travel a lot, speaking and so forth, when I first started my business. And one time, as often, I meet several people, interesting people on the plane, and one was a former police officer. And we were just talking about general things, and one of the things that came up was self-defense. And I said, well, I've always been interested in taking a class and so forth. And he says, you would be a great student, but also keep in mind that it's as much about how you walk as it is what you know to do to defend yourself. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, if you walk with a purpose, and you're not going to look like a target. So would you talk to our listeners, talk to me about that, just to explain
Certainly.
To people that if they take a class, that's one thing, but there's also the attitude part of it or the mental piece that I think is important.
Most definitely. Once you start learning how to defend yourself and you start becoming confident in what you can do, your body posture changes. It affects your entire life. When someone's looking to find a victim, they will look for someone who's not aware of their surroundings. They'll be looking down. They'll be looking at their phone. They're looking for someone who has, like, their shoulders hunched a little bit and they're leaning forward. Not to suggest that there is a checklist that criminals go over.
Right.
These are subconscious clues that are being given out to you with nonverbal communication. When you act that way, people will naturally pick up on it. Once you start developing the self-confidence because of the training you've received, you stand straight up and down, your shoulders are farther back, you're looking people in the eye, you're moving from location to location with a purpose, and that's naturally somebody that gets passed over more often than not when someone's looking to select a person as a victim.
Well, and that's important because, and thank you for offering that information or providing that information, because I think sometimes people can take for granted, oh, I've taken this class, et cetera, and are looking at their phone when they're walking to their car in the middle of the night, or they're not paying attention to their surroundings. So for me, it's as much about the attitude piece and being prepared and being purposeful in those situations as much as it is having the appropriate training. And obviously those two combined helps a person be that much better prepared, right?
Most definitely. Spatial awareness is one of the most important things that you can do for self-defense. It's huge.
And so you have some self-defense classes for women and men, right? In addition
Correct.
To the other classes that you offer.
We are offering women's self-defense classes that are just for women on Saturdays and Sundays at 9 a.m. We have classes for men and women starting at 6:30 in the evenings, Monday through Fridays. We do jiu-jitsu, Filipino martial arts, and Krav Maga.
Excellent. Well, I am so excited. I'm looking, because Zane was telling me at the break, or before he came in, that they offer the first two classes for free. And so I hope that's something that you all take advantage of. I know that's something I'm going to be taking advantage of as well. And so thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you. I very much appreciate it. It was nice meeting you.
You too. We'll be right back with the show wrap-up. This is Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host. Thank you again for tuning in this morning. And again, another great lineup of guests this morning, local business owners, an association or an organization that supports people in need in terms of perinatal depression. That was our first guest. That was Susan Aguayo with Casey's Cause. And again, bringing light to a subject that probably many people don't even know about in terms of perinatal depression and the impact that it has, and 20% of women experience it. And so it was an organization founded back in 2015 after she lost her own daughter to depression while she was pregnant. And they can be contacted at 505-603-2988. And the website is caseyscause.org, and that is spelled K-A-S-S-Y-S-K-A-U-S-E. And she was sharing that they decided to spell the name of the organization with K's because her daughter's nickname was KK. And so they used that to honor her. And our second guest was Don Bremer with Things on the Wall. And yes, this is radio, and I wish all of you could see his fantastic work. So you're just going to have to go to his website at thingsonthewall.com and see his beautiful work. If you are right now looking out at your wall in your backyard or sidewall, and you're thinking, okay, I could really use something colorful, contact Don. He is very talented, very passionate about what he does. And now's a great time to get it done because we have these gray skies that we wish would produce some snow and rain, which haven't so far for, I don't know, 90 some days. Well, we got a little bit of rain last week, but I don't think that really counts because it was hardly measurable. But anyway, contact Don at thingsonthewall.com and get something beautiful on your walls, whether it's that beach scene or a mountain scene or just whatever you have in your head. He will help create that for you. And then finally, my last guest was Zane Church, co-owner of Albuquerque Modern Martial Arts. And again, they offer the first two classes at no charge, so you can really get to see what their instruction style is like. And if you click with the instructors, they are at 505-450-3714. Their website is abqmma.com. And something he didn't get to share on the air earlier was that he is a sixth degree black belt in IPP Krav Maga. And he's the first person to achieve this certification worldwide. And he has the highest ranking in North America. So you're not messing with, and you're not taking classes or messing with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. This is an expert in these areas. And so make sure that you contact them and see what they're all about. Ages 5 through adults, get your self-defense taken care of, get in better shape, exercise. And I think it can also serve a strong mental bonus as well in terms of just, you know, helping you feel strong and confident. So again, abqmma.com, 505-450-3714. First two classes are no charge. And you can visit their website for their class schedule. So it's been a full week, and I hope you all are enjoying your weekend. I do want to give you a quick tip before I sign off for today. And that is, going forward, what are your goals? I talked about this a little bit in our first show of the year in terms of reflecting on your past performance, if you will, getting some information on what worked, what didn't work. But now we're into almost the last week of January. Can you believe that? And so have you set those goals? Have you made some or defined some clarity on what you want to accomplish for this year and years coming forward? So as you've reflected on what worked and what didn't work last year, and you're setting your goals now going forward, also make sure that you are including some FUN in there, some fun. I think the tendency can be to be so focused on goals for work and goals for health and fitness and goals for whatever the case might be, but we often forget to have fun while we're doing it. And I say that because I am probably the most guilty of doing that. I'm very goal-oriented, very left-brained. And so oftentimes I'm a little fun challenged. And so that's one thing a friend of mine actually reminded me about recently when I was sharing some of my goals for the year about how many books I want to read and how many clients I want to book, etc. She said, what are you doing for fun? And I gave her this look, like deer in the headlights look, and she said, yes, fun. You know what that is, Krista, fun. So anyway, I took that advice to heart, and now I'm sharing it with you, that it's important that we identify what we consider fun and schedule that in, map it out, identify it, because if we don't, it's not going to happen. So FUN, that's your homework. Thank you so much for tuning in to Go Local Boom Radio this morning. I look forward to you being back next week and every Saturday at 10 a.m. here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides. Catch you next weekend.